हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल I pay my innumerable prostrated, humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishto Vishnupad Ashtakta Satasi Srimad Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. The absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate. I pray for His boundless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of the most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, His name, form, attributes, realm and personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all devotees present. Sir, friends, they are out of affection. They are advising me not to speak much. I have kept the clock in this watch here to give me warning. But you see, it is the standing order of our most revered Gurudeva and also Param Gurudeva Nityananda Purushottam Vishnu Pas Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhguru. You should not give up speaking about the glories of Krishna and hearing about the glory of Krishna. Then you will hear worldly things. You will speak worldly things. These two are very powerful devotional power. Savana Kittanam Adhirvava Smaranam. remembrance we can have by hearing and chanting. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Aditi. Purpose of performing devotional forms is to remember. How to remember? You go on speaking of worldly things. Will, so Lord will enter into you, into heart. Worldly things will enter. Rubbish things will enter into you. In this prison house of the Supreme Lord, those who are averse, though accepted the hedonism, pleasure is the same good. Do whatever you like. For pleasure. 99% out of 100. More than that, 999 amongst 1,000. All are after hedonism. The enjoyment. Now it is increasing. This is black age. About 70 years before we didn't see this in our house. They were reading Ramayana, Mahabharata, Gita, etc. Or reading or hearing, chanting Harinam under the tree of Tulasi, all these things. I personally saw when I was at the age of 20 or anything like that. Everything was changed. They are not going to Tulsi tree. They are not doing Harinam. They are not reading scriptures. And they are acting all the cinema. They go to cinema and they act. By acting they show that they are very much competent. They think like that. And this has been increasing. The whole surrounding has become averse to this. Day by day. Our Gurudev used to say, you see, this verse of Bhagavad always remember. Silvata Sraddhaya Niptam Viratastra Sateshtitam Nadindya Kalana Bhagavan Vishati Hridi. Whether our Param Gurudev, when he was leaving this world, but he did not stop speaking very well. He did not stop. And it is the greatest service when anybody is now will leave the body. At that time, your other devotees, they come and chant the holy name, in the greatest service to him. You should do this. Otherwise all these worldly things will enter into you. And day by day increasing. Sanbata Saddha Nittam, two conditions have to be fulfilled. With firm faith. Don't take it lightly. If you are to make your life successful, so don't in devotional realization or spiritual upliftment, then you should not take it lightly. Very important. Death is inevitable, either today or tomorrow. Nobody will remain in this body. But if we, in our heart, Krishna sits, then that will be, we will be benefited. And we are in this world now, they are what they are making. Supreme Lord has got no space in their heart to sit. All these troubles, all these worldly things are filled up in the heart. No place to sit. By His grace we are created. we want to enjoy all the creation he has made to fulfill the desire of his created beings. They want to enjoy hedonism. All right, you enjoy. But its consequence will be poison. It will not be good. But doing bhajan, at the time of bhajan, you may think you are not getting this pleasure and all this worldly pleasure. But if you do it with sincerely, consequence will be ambrosia. You have to increase this number. If you are to stop this sort of feelings, this sort of mentality of the human beings, day by day increasing, we have to make a counter. If you want to do good to others, don't stop, Harikatha. With firm faith, by serving Krishna, we serve all. This firm faith should be there. Don't stop, Harikatha. Body will perish. Body is not, it is not the self. Self is something different. Self is all this existence, knowledge and bliss, Satchidananda. We have to think about the real interest of the real self. And always what will you? No. Today I shall speak, tomorrow not. This is not. In our mot, in the morning and in the evening we do. If you can do more, that is good. But there are many other duties to perform. Therefore our Gurudev, at least in the morning, and whether people come or not, your life is meant for bhajan. Why you should stop it? If you stop it, then you will become averse, disinclined to serve Krishna. You will lose the interest to serve Krishna. Your mind will be diverted. Sinvata sraddhyanitam. Your suggestion, nothing is going to call it. Bhagavan Vishati Hridi. If you do it, then Supreme Lord will enter into your heart. It is not difficult to worship Krishna. Not difficult. Very easy. Our demon boys, they are saying, small children, demon boys, saying, they are saying to Prahlad, we are small children, 5 years age. Oh, so big Supreme Lord. We cannot think about this. How we can worship Supreme Lord? Then Prahlad Maharaj said, the jhachyuta pranayata bhyavasa mushvatmata. Atmata sarvata siddhata visarvata. It is not difficult to serve Krishna, serve Supreme Lord, serve God. Not difficult. We have made it difficult. We have surrounded ourselves with all ulterior things of this world. Unnecessary things. But it is very easy. He is residing in our heart. He is at the nearest. Atmatasarva. He is dear. He is very dear to all living beings. Who is dear, it is not difficult to satisfy. So, the jhachyutapya bhavasa mushvatmata. There is no necessity of that. Suman, penance, etc. You can call your father, call your mother, call your brother. You can call Krishna. What is evil? You hear about Krishna and chant. Go on. Now you are Kaumara Atyat Pragya Dharman Bhagavatanya. Now you are your small child. No outside bad elements have not entered into you. From this boyhood, you should start bhajan. Not at the age of so many things will come. Disturbing. Komala says Pragya. Pragya means the prudent, the wise, the actually wise, actually prudent person. They will start bhajan from boyhood, childhood. Atmata sarvabhutana. Because Supreme Lord is dear, dearmost to all living beings in this world, and nearest. What is the difficulty to satisfy him? You chant? Yeah. No difficulty. No appearance is necessary. See, contrast. Hiranyakashipu's immense meaning. To become the Lord of this universe. I will become Lord of the nation, Lord is over other, all these things. Far from immense penance. Narada Goswami says, such penance, nobody I have heard they did. Such penance. Contrast, so powerful. And all the demigods they are afraid of. And Prahlad, small boy. Small boy child. And he did not do such penance. But he was worshipping Krishna. Always thinking about it, sometimes dancing, sometimes chanting, sometimes he is in the ecstatic feelings. Always in thinking about Krishna and nothing else. Contrast. And he is speaking to the demon boys, all the demon boys, how they become realized. You are very, very aged, you should have very much experience, knowledge. What the children have got no knowledge? And they became devout devotees, and the Sandavarka, their Gurudev, they are afraid, they are these devotees will convert me, will make me devotee. Oh, they are afraid. Contrast, you see. Because they are always hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna. And remembering about Krishna. And engaging everything for Krishna. And always Krishna is there. And when Krishna gives you all bliss, all knowledge, all existence, all good, nothing bad comes. There is no way to enter into it. Everything is blocked. No ulterior things can come. And the Chandavarka, the sons of Shukracharya, they are afraid if I remain here with the demon boys, they will convert me, a devotee. They are afraid. Their guru. So it is not difficult. But we don't actually want Krishna. That is difficult. Actually we do not want Krishna. Krishna wants us. But we do not. That means. You go through the fourth verse of Sikkhastak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. By outside external form is Radha. But he is Krishna himself. What he has said? To say from the heart. Do not blame me. Say from the heart. Na janam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye. Mama janmani janmani shri bhavad bhavadad bhakti rahi tirishtai. Say from the heart. From the heart, not from the mouth. Supreme Lord will not give any value to words. He will give the value to your thought, what you are thinking. The heart, you will see. Say from the heart. Oh, Supreme Lord, I do not want money. You are afraid of speaking of this. You are afraid. You say, oh, Samiji has said, I do not want money. But here, not from heart. Some money is hated. What is it? Without money, how can you live? Some money, now so much difficulty. Oh, Supreme Lord, give me 1 million, and after that, I don't want. This sort of weakness is there. We do not want Krishna. Krishna is the absolute, is the complete reality. Everything is there. And so whom here we are asking from Supreme Lord, a millionaire, $1. We are asking. So whom? We are asking to Supreme Lord, give me some money. The foolishness is next day. If you get Krishna, you get all. What is this? Where is this weakness? Surrounding is bad. Because of our karma, we have got this environment. You don't blame others. We did something in our previous birth. So we got this environment. Atmosphere is such. Has become. Don't blame others. You have to rectify yourself. Then Supreme Lord, no, they want to me. Then they will take you. Supreme Lord will take you. All these devotees will take you. We have place congenial for devotion. Then everything he can do. He's almighty. But we should be sincere. Sincerely say, I don't want money, not from here. I don't want money. Well, you will not die. I don't want money. I don't want manpower. Wife, children. Say, from the heart. Heart, not from the head. Heart. I don't want education, learning, or emancipation. You say from the heart, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba, jagadisha, kamaya. Mama janmane, janmane se bhavatat bhakti rahit kittu. At every birth, I want causeless devotion to your mother. Causeless devotion, pure devotion, nothing else. Will you be loser? Say, you have got the grace of the Vaishnavas and Guru Bhargava. What you will say? And Sivas Pandit left Navadvip Dham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for Purushottam Dham, and Srivas Pandit could not stay at Navadvip Dham. So much separation grief. Everywhere seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime and the devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and was crying. And he left that place and went to Kumar Hatta, another place. By the side of the bank of the Ganges, somewhere. Near Halishwari, one station, railway station. I had been to that place. Always weeping. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For Nityananda Prabhu. For the devotee, always weeping. He is Narad. He is not ordinary person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not stay. He had to come with his personal associates to his house. He came and set his holy footprints there. They are happy. They are so extremely happy. And they started worshipping and serving Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees. They were very happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sivas Pandit, the household devotee, he has got so much dependent, he should earn money. Otherwise, how he can maintain the family? He is not giving any attention for earning money. He's not a mendicant or an ascetic. Then he called Siddhartha Pandit. You have got your dependents. Always you are serving sadhu. Then after that, how you can maintain your family? You are not an ascetic. If you give attention to hard money. Then he made signs, clapping signs, three. What is the significance of this? What do you mean by this? I shall remain without food, or we shall remain without food, one day, second day, third day, and we shall jump into the Ganges and end our body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly said, you will die without food. Because now, Srivast Pandit thought, when Supreme Lord is here, he is the maintainer and sustainer. What is the use of my earning money? He is the maintainer, sustainer, everything he is. So I am his eternal servant. I am the son. I am not earning. This is the wrong thing. Through somebody he may send. Yogakshimam Bahambam. But he is the same. Only maintainer, sustainer. Why I shall be there? If Lakshmi Devi, she had to beg, if it is possible, but there will be no want in your house. Because you have got the firm faith, Supreme Lord will maintain it. This sort of firm faith will be there. Firm faith. We should not think this material development, material enhancement, material money, all this wealth, this is the goal of our life. Don't think like that, fools. Our personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have shown by their life. They have given up all these things and they performed bhajan in Vrindavan under the tree. I can say one, you have heard his name, but I do not know whether you have heard about his biography. Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj. Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj, he never stayed in a house or a cottage. He stayed under a tree. Babaji Maharaj. How he survived, he used to stay there. And when he entered, this is Bhangshi Bhat, Vrindavan. Benyan tree, we say Bhangshi Bhat. Hey, very good, very good. If he found a Benyan tree, he will remain there. Easily he will not go to other place. And once he remained there and known the Dham, by the side of the bank of the Ganges, and he had got like this cloth bag, deep cloth bag, he was tall, tall figure. Big cloth bag, two big cloth bags, wearing on the neck, hanging on the neck, two big cloth bags. And in one bag, Gita Gauranga. In another bag, Radha Krishna. These are the two temples. This bag is the temple, not a big temple we are building, a big temple. And he used to bring out those deities, Jai Gauranga, perform puja and kept. And also sometimes Adhagishma, puja and kept. Like this. And people used to give him fruits, vegetables, and crops, rice, etc. Huge heaps. He did not pay any attention to it. All of a sudden he saw so many things. He distributed that to all. is an anchorite message. Abadut, anchorite, anchorate, anchorite, whatever it is. Like this. Our Saraswati Goswami Thakur used to make obeisance from a distance to him. Like this. And one person of Navadvip Dham, he used to come to speak to him. Oh, Jawaji Maharaj, I have got the desire to see God. Please kindly advise me how I can get God, how I can get Krishna. He remained silent. He was not speaking. But that person was coming daily. Daily coming, made obeisances. Please tell me, I want to realize God. Please tell me how I can get God. Once his attention was there. What do you want? I want God. Cry! Speak! There is no need of speaking so many things. Only word. Cry. If you cry for him, you will get him. If you have got participation hard for him, you will get him. Remember. He is dear to all and he loves all. But we do not want him to cry. He did not speak very many words. Whether we have got that sort of perturbation of heart, that sort of fidgeting of heart, or perturbation of heart, whatever you say, wriggling of heart. When we shall have that, we will get God. Not difficulty. No difficulty. Our Vitrasu, he has said to Indra, I spoke about this there in some places. Our Gurudev also used to say, remember, Vitrasu's pithi saying to Indra. Indra came with thunderbolt. And that the bolt, thunderbolt was built by the desire of Hari, Srimad Supreme Lord, and by the bones of Dadichi Muni, a great saint, to kill Dhritarashtra. He came there. But before that, Devaraj Indra, when he saw, without fighting, Vitrasur killed many soldiers by only moving on them. When he made a loud roaring sound, by that all the soldiers fell flat on the ground. And he was moving on the ground and all the soldiers were killed by the pressure of it. Then he could not tolerate it. Although Vitrasur came out from the oblation of Trastimuni, brother of Vishwarupa. For that reason he was thinking, he is also Brahmin, I killed Vishwarupa, I had so much difficulty. When Vitrasur made this, then he, to kill Vitrasur, threw, hurled one mace, very powerful demon should be killed by that. But Vitrasura, to hold of this, held it by left hand and retaliated on the Airavat elephant over which Indra was there, mounting on the Airavat. And so strong by his left hand that there was rolling after 28 hands, Saptadhun will fell down and profuse the bleeding that elephant by seeing that Vityasa did not see anything. Now there is a very big bad condition. King of the paradise heaven, he was also very in an awkward position because he was always rolling. And there was so much blood was oozing out from the mouth and the head of the elephant. Then he said, you know, you should do it. Let them be prepared. If demons had that sort of thinking at that time, the demons, no, now it is not good. When he will become all right, then he shall fight. Now we are killing innocent persons. Most heinous, most abominable. We cannot think about this. Children, anybody, innocent person. Even demons could not do this in ancient times. Did not do this. Let them be prepared, then I shall fight. After that, Devaraj Indra, with his nectar in hand, form, he healed the injury of the elephant and he sat on the elephant, mounted on the elephant, and was all are seeing, all the demigods and all the demons they are seeing, they are praising Vitrasa, very powerful, praising. And he was very much ashamed, praising them. Then Vitrasa said, what you are thinking? You have got with you thunderbolt to kill me. I know that it was built by the desire of Hari and by the skeleton of Dadichi Muni. All power of Dadichi Muni in that skeleton is there. If you hurl down, I shall die. It will be for my benefit. I have got this demon body because of the curse. I shall go to the lotus feet of my revered Supreme Lord. It will be very big for me, and you will get your, you will be thornless, you will be carefree if I die, and you will get your paradise. Then you are said very much astonished. Nobody wants to die. And he is saying, if you hurl that thunderbolt, Vityasa will die. Perhaps he has got the tactics of retaliating. So getting paradise, the property of paradise, he is saying, you throw and he will retaliate, then I shall die. Is for that reason. And he was very much puzzled and could not take any decision. Then said, why? What was your thinking? Yes, you are also worshipper of God. I am also worshipper. But God will not give me time. Pungshang kileikanta dhiyang shakanam ja sampada divibhumo rasayam narati the desh uddega adhi madha kulir basanam sampraya. Here, Vityasa is saying very minutely, our Guru Maharaj used to say this several times. Remember this, one who has got one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord knows him, his own person, dear person, his devotee. He will not give the wealth of paradise heaven or the wealth of world, or the wealth of nether world, who is the world? Whom he loves? He has got one point of devotion, and whom Krishna loves, Krishna will not give him all these properties. We think if we get property, then that is the best blessing of Supreme Lord. God give me bread, God give me money, God give me money, God give. No. All these things of enjoyment are like poison. He did not give this. Because by this, what will be happy? He will be deprived of my company. He will be surrounded by these things. And from where, what happens? There it is said, Pungsang Kilegant Diyan Sakanam Jya Sampada Diyurasam Narati. No dadati would not give this property. Narati. The desa uddega adhi kuli vrashna shakta. From which hostility will come? By from this riches and wealth, hostility will automatically come. Envy will come. That is Sutta. The desa uddega, all origins will come. From this wealth, the desha uddega adhi and mental agony, the desha uddega adhi koli means quarrel, even amongst family members there will be quarrel for this money, for this wealth, quarrel, koli. Vyasanam, there will be severe suffering, thinking how to preserve this money. You will have to think about this. Sometimes income tax officer may come, sales tax officer may come, job, robbers may come, thieves may come, so or your own persons may come to snatch away the money. You will always think about this. Whom I love, I do not give this thing. He will not give me paradise. He will give you. So no fear. You hurl a thunderbolt to me. Kill me. And become thornless. And the greatest enemy. Are you afraid? He wants to die. He is speaking something which I could not speak. What is this? He was more afraid. Is there no ordinary devotee? Then he said, why you are thinking? You are a greater devotee. You do not want all this wealth. You want Krishna, Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord will give you the paradise. You are a greater devotee than me. I am worshipping Lord for the interest of the paradise. And you are worshipping for Him. You are a superior. You are superior, a greater devotee. So you will get. Inside he is thinking. You are thinking. Indra. Then say, Trayibhagya Ayasa Bhighat Vaspat Pari Bhutya Pujimusha Shakra. Tato Niyo Bhagavat Pradhi Durlava Kinchana Bhagavat. This you think here. For a pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta, can never endeavor to get privarga, means dharmarthakam. Mundane piety by which they can get mundane benefits. That sort of non-eternal benefits, or the non-eternal benefits, no devotee can have. No devotee wants this. They want only Krishna. They do not want anything else. If wrongly some devotee endeavors for dharma, for getting higher worlds or artha, money, and fulfilled one desire, then Lord will give obstruction to it. Obstruction to it, so that his endeavor will be failure. Then God has got no love for us. He is not helping us. He is doing just the opposite. We will think like that. A Shuddha Bhakta cannot have such desire. If any Shuddha Bhakta does this, and Supreme Lord has got love for him, why you are doing this? This is poison. A small boy, now mother keeping the boy in her lap, and the boy wants to take one red capsule, the red tablet, a poisonous tablet. Don't take. Crying. He is very beautiful. No. He will cut his finger. But he will not allow the child to keep. And if the child eats, the child will die. But those who have got no love for the child, they will say twice or thrice. And if they do not see children do not see, do not accept to his request, then they will say, let the child die. Let the child die. But mother cannot say like this. When the love for the child, she cannot say like this. The Supreme Lord, willfully, if some devotee wants this poison, this sort of poison, resources in this world, then he will put obstacles. That is his kindness. That is his kindness. Out of compassion, he has given this obstacle. So we are Dighatam Asmadhvayam Purushasya Sakra. Sakra is Indra, addressing Indra. After doing 100 Ashramajyagya, then he can become Indra for that reason. Sakra. He will not give, he will give you. If I endeavor, he will put obstruction to it. Why you are thinking? You heard the thunderbolt. And again he was afraid. Oh, you are so elevated soul. Lord will not give this paradise to you. Then the turtle thought, I am requesting him. He always thinking by his own mind, that I have all of whatever I am speaking, that is for getting the property of the paradise. The diplomats think like that. What can I do? I should not submit prayer to this. He has got firm attachment to the worldly thing. He submits his prayer to the Supreme Lord. Sankarsan, your devotee. Please rescue me. Om Hari Padaika Mula. Dasandhi Bhavikasandhi. Manaspa Dosipate Gunana. Giridabhak karma karma to kaya, karma to kaya. O Supreme Lord, I have been cast, I have forgotten you, I have been deprived of your service. And I am requesting, I have been always requesting Indra to harm, and he is not harming. You think I am doing, I am speaking only to get the property of. What can I do? Om Harito Padaikana Dasam Jagu. When I shall become servant of the servants of the servants of you, personal associates, when I shall become again? Please tell me. ओम हरि पाद को दर्शन दर्शन भूमि जाती है महाराष्ट्र में जोश बोध माई माइंड ऑलवेज थिंक अबाउट पशुपते अबाउट नंदन अबाउट कृष्ण अबाउट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज डिसाइडिंग इन योर हार्ट हु इज आवर मोस्ट बिलवेड So that I, Pushupate Gunanang, I just sing the glories of the when. Ahang Hari Tva Pahadu Jakhandrasa Bhuvindrasa Bhuvan, Manaspada Pushupate Gunanang. Give it the bark, mind will remember about your glories and give it the bark and by my mouth I shall speak about it. Karma Kadha, all the sense organs I shall engage for you. Then Sankarsana appeared. I am come. Whatever you want, I shall give you. Whatever you want. You want this, the realm of Dhruva? I shall give. Take it? No. You want this 14 worlds property of the Brahma? No. Na nākapriṣṭhaṁ, na pāramiṣṭhaṁ, na sarvahomam, na sādhipattam, na yoga-siddhya-puluhau, samanjya-sattva-adhira-ajjaraṁ. Without you, I do not want anything. I do not want to become sovereign of this universe or sovereign of this world or the nether world or any kind of yogic attendance or even emancipation. I only want you. Either I should go on speaking. They are looking at me. When I shall be there, I shall have a free time.